When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Oh, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:37 Thursday morning with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, our weekly music segment, Boy Music, coming momentarily. We'll get your lunch hour kicked off here in about 15 minutes or so. The running backs of the Dallas Cowboys, who you putting your money on? Because you've got multiple choices. It is a multiple choice test at Cowboys running back when we get to Oxnard. But Donnie, per the usual, you are the Michael Jordan of boy music.
I don't know about that, but before we get into the topic that I teased, I want to bring a note out.
Michael Jordan now?
That's really cool because a dear friend of the show is one Christopher Kid Reed from Kid and Play. And I don't know if you know this, but there is a National Hip Hop Museum out in Washington, D.C.
Right.
It was established in 2019. And this year, they're going to have a National Hip Hop Honors 2025. It's a grand induction ceremony and concert. That concert is on Saturday, August 23rd. But they do have some nominees, including Kwame, Sweet T, Dana Dane, DJ Red Alert, DJ Hollywood, Jungle Brothers, and Kid and Play.
That's pretty cool.
The concert is going to be on the 23rd.
How are they not already in?
And they will have a performance at 9 o'clock. They have those honorees performing pretty much all day on Saturday. They have a Saturday schedule. And the closers on that day will be Kid and Play Saturday at 9 p.m. at the National Hip Hop Museum. So that is really, really cool. Museum, okay. If you are in the D.C. area Saturday, August 23rd, you can get tickets and see our good buddy, Kid from Kid and Play, have their moment in the sun at the National Hip Hop Museum as they have a concert at 9 p.m.
I thought you were saying it was a Hip Hop Hall of Fame, and I was like, how are they not already in? Because a good test for Hall of Fame eligibility for hip-hop, if Matt McLaren has heard of you, you should be in
it. You should be in it, right. I think that's right. That should be one of the top criteria. Matt, have you heard of this?
I've heard of Kid and Play.
That's
yeah,
right,
of course.
That's right.
He does our intro song.
No. It's not Kid and Play. He probably would do one for us if we asked him to. But
that'd be cool.
That's not
I've
not
met it. Kid. I've never met Juvenile, who actually does our intro song.
So I came across this fact, and I feel like I've heard this before, but it got me thinking about other things, because usually when you're thinking about hip-hop, or even music in general, you'll say, hey, this song was written by so-and-so, performed by so-and-so. That's normal. That's how it goes. You have some artists that will write their own tunes, but you have writers, and these artists will perform it. Well, when you think about hip-hop, I would say in my mind that 95% of the songs out there performed by hip hop artists were written by the guys who performed it. Like, you do have some ghostwriters or whatever, but usually if you have a hit, if that guy in hip hop is performing it, that's the song that they wrote. And then I heard this fact about a really, really popular song that I liked, and it wasn't even written by the guys who are performing it. So let me play this for you. We've all heard this song. This is Still D.R.E., Still Dre, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. So if the song is titled Still D.R.E., man, I would think that Snoop and Dre both wrote a song that's Still Dre. But no, Jay-Z wrote this song. Jay-Z wrote every word to it. And you can hear Snoop Dogg talking about it, saying, yeah, I put my lyrics down with it. And I looked at it and went, nah, that's not right. Jay-Z wrote it. They performed it. Jay-Z wrote this for Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Interesting. I would have thought they were rivals.
Jay-Z and, nah, I can see why you would think that. But no, they're not. It's like, hey, man, if you.
Because of the New York song.
If you pan a hit, let's go.
Exactly.
Now, Dr. Dre is probably one of those guys, not probably, he's one that will have ghostwriters all the time. He's not a quote-unquote rapper. He's an artist. because the DOC, Dallas's own, wrote a lot for Dr. Dre on their first Chronic album.
So he is more, he produces.
He's a producer, but hey man, he's has a lot of songs where he's performing on.
So is
a
it
lot
like,
of people wrote a lot of lyrics for Dr. Dre.
Is it like Elton John and the guy that wrote all of his songs? Elton, like Dre does the music and somebody else figures out the lyrics?
Probably so, and especially with him performing. He's just not a, hey man, let me get the pen and the pad out and write these dope lyrics. When NWA was out, he didn't write that stuff. Dr. Dre didn't write that. That was Ice Cube and MC Ren.
It's kind of like Rick Rubin-esque, where like they just have the touch. They know what sounds great. They may not have the technical skills behind it, but they know how the industry works, how the people within the industry works, and what sounds good to the ear.
Yeah, Dre is dropping a beat on you. You know what sounds good. Now write those lyrics for me to put over these beats, and man, we're going to have hits. But it just tripped me out that Jay-Z wrote that for Dre and Snoop Dogg. So then you start, oh, okay, that's cool. And now you start thinking about other genres, not just hip-hop, about some songs that were written by other people. And I don't know if we've done this before. I don't think we have. Performed, really popular songs performed by some artists, but they had maybe someone else in mind when they wrote it. That artist didn't want it, was given to someone else, and it's a hit. So let's start with one of Britney Spears' biggest songs that was out there, and that is this one. Like, when you hear this, you can't even imagine anyone else singing this. This is Britney Spears. Well, this song wasn't written for her. When this song was penned, TLC, the group TLC, was supposed to sing this.
Really?
They turned it down, handed it to Britney. It's one of her biggest hits. You know what? I can kind of hear them singing this. It feels like it was perfect for that group. And Britney killed it. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is Irreplaceable by Beyonce. And man, she has so many dang hits. I don't know where this lines up as far as the Beehive saying this is one of her better songs. Do they not like it? I don't know. But I don't think you go down the list of Beyonce hits before you get to this one. This is Beyonce. Well, they had a couple of other people in mind when they wrote this song, and it's not even in the R&B genre. This song was intended for either Shania Twain or Faith Hill. I said, we're good. Don't want to do that one. Did that to someone else. It's Beyonce, and it's a Stone Cold hit with Irreplaceable. Although I have issue with this song.
Why?
Just the words. So you can have another me in a minute, and he'll be here in a minute, so you already called him? Like, we just had one argument. What are you talking about?
She's trying to let you know she's already got somebody ready to go.
I don't know if I like that, though. Well, so you already have someone on deck, and then we have one argument, you're going to call him over?
It's Beyonce.
You're right. All right, let's go to the next one, and this one is by Blondie. It's Call Me. And I can actually hear this one, the artist it was intended to, if they performed this, that it would kind of be the same. This one was intended for Stevie Nicks. And I can definitely hear it if she did this one, that it would kind of be the same and still, you know, be kind of dope.
And smoking hot 1970s Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah, casting spells.
Good Lord, she was smoking hot in the 70s.
She's still pretty hot, dude.
Stevie Nicks.
Oh, you looking it up now?
77 years old.
Okay.
I mean, she had it going on in 1977.
All right, a couple more. This one is by Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Thank God this wasn't originally for them. God, the summer of 98. You could not hear this song in the summer of 98 when Armageddon came out.
I avoided it pretty nicely. in my circles.
How'd you do that?
It didn't beat me down at all.
Didn't come up?
No, it didn't come up at all. When I was listening to, I avoided it. So I was like, you know what? This song's not that bad. It's fine. It's okay. Well, this one was intended, Matt, for Celine Dion.
Interesting.
And now that you hear it, you can kind of...
Yeah. I'm glad Aerosmith did it then. I mean, I don't have a problem with Celine Dion, but...
So, the last one I'm going to present to Matt, and this one is especially for Matt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's your favorite song in the whole wide world?
It is not We Built This City, contrary to popular belief.
Oh, yes, it is.
Who was it intended for? It does make you happy every time you hear it, though.
Does it?
Every time it randomly comes on, I get so excited.
It makes you happy because now you're playing the keyboard.
Yes. Makes me want to lay down.
I sang it at karaoke last weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, I wanted to see if I could hit it, and it wasn't good.
Well, let me tell you, Matt. This song was intended... for a lot of unknown artists, and they all rejected it.
Oh, no.
So many times.
They probably all were like, man, we can't hit the synth that it's needed
they,
on this.
They just went down a list. They were like,
you want it? You want
hell it? Hell no. We built this city out.
Starship was like, everybody passed on this? Come on.
And now it's one of the great songs
of
all time.
They probably didn't even want to do it. They were like, come on.
They were contractually like, obligated.
We need one more track on this album to put it out.
What about We Built This City? We saw that come in on the fax last week.
They just needed a paycheck.
So let me get this straight. We're building a city, but it's on rock and roll? How does that even work?
Don't worry about it.
Makes sense to me.
It seems like the infrastructure would not be very solid if we're building it on rock and roll.
Boy, I don't know what to tell you, but we're going to build this city, and that's all you really need
to
know.
That's all I have? Rock and roll?
That's it. No nails.
You know, for people who have won Marconis, you should be excited that this song mentions Marconi. He plays the mamba, and you listen to the radio.
What?
And then what's his name? Les Garland or whatever is the DJ in the middle of the song?
Les Miles.
I don't think it's Les Miles. I don't think it's those guys.
So
what a great song.
I just want you to know that this thing was rejected so many times, they can't even put the list of how many people said no to it.
And also, all of those artists were nobodies that you wouldn't recognize anyway.
So, someone who probably screamed for a one-hit wonder, and I'm like, we built this city. Hell no. That's not going to be it.
That's probably fake.
We good. That's probably fake.
Throw it away.